Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. Here's this week's Public Square commentator.
My name is Ben Grosser. I'm a Southeast Urbana resident and one of the leaders of Vote No At Large, a local grassroots organization opposed to the addition of at-large seats to the Urbana City Council. Those suggesting at-large is an improvement for Urbana feel that voters who live in wards with higher voter turnout deserve a greater voice in government. The U.S. Constitution disagrees. Its principle of one person, one vote is that representation in government must be based on population, not on voter turnout. Everyone has the same rights to equal representation, regardless of how many of their neighbors vote. This question was thrown onto the ballot at the last minute. There was no formal study or public hearing. At-large seats have so many problems that over 250 cities recently eliminated at-large seats from their councils. One of those problems is that at-large seats increase representation for some at the expense of others. At-large systems dilute the minority vote. This has been proven time and again, making it one of the most verified findings in the field of political science. But we don't have to rely on the scientific evidence. We have plenty right here in central Illinois. For example, Springfield recently eliminated at-large seats from their city council, leading to their first election of an African-American in over 75 years. It was 160 years before the city of Danville elected women or minorities to their council as a result of switching from at-large to wards. It took 30 years before a minority was elected to an at-large seat in Champaign, and it took 160 years before Phyllis Clark became the first and only minority elected citywide in Urbana. Is this really the system we want to bring to our city? Another problem is that at-large candidates can't knock on every door in town, so they knock on very few of them. Instead, they replace that personal contact with media saturation. This saturation requires large financial contributions. For example, two at-large school board seats in Champaign recently cost a combined $25,000, while a typical ward race might cost $1,000. In other words, at-large races can be bought, while ward races cannot. At a time when every other level of government in this country is corrupted by special interests, shouldn't we keep local government accountable to your interests? Those who have endorsed voting no on at-large include the NAACP, the Democratic Party, UCAN, the Neighborhood Association from Northwest Urbana, the Independent Voters of Illinois, and more than 25 current and former elected officials from the city of Urbana. These officials include Alderman Jim Hayes, City Clerk Phyllis Clark, former Alderman Michael Pollack and John Taylor, and former Mayor Hiram Paley. We ask you to join us in voting no on at-large seats this Tuesday. More facts about at-large can be found at noatlarge.org.
Last week's commentator took the +2 position. Opinions expressed on the Public Square reflect those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, call the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074 or get complete information from our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL, Urbana.